بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. First of all, we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant hifadha and security and safety to each and every Muslim in this dunya. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to all brothers and sisters, may Allah grant them speed recovery inshallah. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala open the heart of all mankind to receive that message of Allah, the Deenul Islam. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say welcome to our program and shukran jazeelan. On your behalf, I'd like to thank my sound engineer today, Sheikh Usama, and Brother Mohsin, and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah use this radio as a member of Haqq and the Hidayah, and a member of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we say shukran to Sheikh Usama. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to serve Deenul Islam. And I'd like to thank all our listeners who's listening us from Azadville. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring us closer to Deenullah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us to understand the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practice upon it. And we'd like to take that opportunity and we say Hajj Mabrur inshallah for all our Hujjaj. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ride for all of the Ummah that Mubarak moment, and may Allah make it easy for our Hujjaj. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for them to go and perform the Hajj Mabrur, and may Allah bring them safely to their home and their businesses and their children. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept the dua of the Hujjaj inshallah for the entire Ummah. Brother and sister in Islam, I'd like to thank my respected brother Sulaiman Musa, the one who sent for me so long requests from our brothers, and he loves and admires Quran. And alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, young man like this, he admires to read Quran and to understand the Quran. Kareem, may Allah encourage and place the hub of Quran in the heart of our children, our daughters. And we take that opportunity and we see, inshallah, may Allah make it easy for those who are busy memorizing the Quran and become hafiz, inshallah, may Allah, Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, make it easy for them, and may Allah use the Quran for them as a means of hidayah, inshallah. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he was a closer sahabi to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to the ummah, thawwiru al-Quran. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, there was no a single ayah in Quran Kareem. For me, I know where it come from and when it's revealed to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the reason and the meaning of the Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, thawwiru al-Quran. Thawwiru al-Quran, it means dig down and find the meaning in between the lines of the Quran al-Kareem. Blow the soil of Quran so that you can get the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to read, afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran. So we got two types of recitation of Quran. Qira'atul tilawa, the tajweed and enjoying the qira'at. And we have tilawa, it's called qira'atul tadabbur. Tadabbur, it means we take one ayah and we understand it and we see the wisdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we get the message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We know that we got so many ayat in Quran, and I'd like to remind our listeners that when some ayah comes in your mind and you repeat it and you like to read it, don't forget that is yours, that is a message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to you. So many of our brothers, because they are English speaking, sometimes they don't catch the meaning directly, But he enjoys some surah. Someone said, I love Surah Yasin. Another one said, I love Surah Yusuf. Another one said, I love Surah Hujurat. Love as you like, but you must remember that there is Surah, and Quran is called Surah An-Nur, that is for each and every Muslim to come and read and to understand it. Surah Anzalnaha wa Faradunaha. Surah, we have revealed it, and we make it a fard upon everyone to read. When we read Quran al-Kareem, and we want to make khatam, and when we are reading like this, qira'atul tajweed or qira'atul ta'abud, the qira'ah just to enjoy the reading and looking at the pages of Quran, so you find some ayah, you as an English speaking, you enjoy it and say, I know what is this, even if you don't look at the English translation. And I'd like to advise my young brothers, those who are involved on hifz, and if you love that ayah and it touch your heart, quickly go to the English Quran and catch the meaning, or ask your ustaz about that, so that you can read it with love and muhabba. Today I collected some of the ayat from the Quran al-Kareem. Each and every ayah, it deserves one bayan, one program separate. But I'm going to read it for you, and we dedicate it to those who are reciting the Quran al-Kareem, and say, when you reach this ayah, please go and dig down, as Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, go and find out the words or the meaning beyond that words of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, Quran al-Kareem is like elements, like a vitamins for our body. You need a certain surah and you need to get to another surah, and inside the surah you need some verses which it suits your soul and your body. We receive the Quran al-Kareem with our ruh, and we receive it with our body and our senses and our organs. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did command me and you to recite the Quran, wa rattil al-Quran tartila. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, wa nunazzilu min al-Quran ma huwa shifa'un wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also described the Quran as a ruh, and he described Jibril alayhi salam as a ruh, and he gave it to you as a ruh. So ruh, carry ruh, to give it to ruh, that spirit or the soul. I like to begin my program today with one ayah, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala begin the Quran al-Kareem with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you look at the meaning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you will find Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mention his name of that which is Allah, and then he mentioned ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One, you got so many parts of the Quran al-Kareem describing the mercy of Allah and the compassion of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala prescribe upon himself that he must grant mercy and to be merciful. So that instruction comes from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is his mercy. It's by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala natural, or is there by the that of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's why whenever we start our act, we have to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brother and sister in Islam, you read so many times Bismillah and ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahman, when you commit a sin, Rahim, that he will never discuss that sin with you in the day of Qiyamah. We will never allow the angel to punish you after he give you the Rahman or the Rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So I invite my listeners tonight to go to catch all the ayat of the mercy of Allah, and you see what was the topic beyond that, or the reason why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed that verse in the Quran al-Kareem, because our time is too short to go in deep details about each and every ayah, which when is coming and for what reason. They call it Asbabun Nuzul and all that circumstances of the ayah. Another ayah, I like to also mention it tonight, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did say in Quran al-Kareem, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. A message from Allah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to each and every Muslim who follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the follower of Muhammad who reciting that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that give a glad tiding to those who believe and amilu salihat. So many of us, we believe, but we look at our a'mal, we find that sometimes it's on and off. So it's not guaranteed that all your action is salihat. We are trying. But this ayah put condition that you have to believe and to practice and to do good deeds. I got another surprise in the Quran. There is one ayah said, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. This ayah, whenever you feel disappointed from your a'mal, or you feel frustrated, or you feel that you did not fulfill the command of Allah, quickly come and read this ayah. We call it the ayah of rehabilitation of iman, readjusting the mood of the Muslim, a correcting way to think good about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because this ayah, just a glad tiding for those who believe in Allah and His Rasul and the books and the belief of all the unseen. There is no Amir al-Salihat here. So, the Mufassirin and the Ulama said, this ayah is called Bishara for those who lost hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And also, we read this ayah for those who's in Sakaratul Maut to give them that glad tiding that there is a surprise for you in the day of Qiyamah, which is a taqdeer of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah will keep a big surprise for you to let you enter Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fulfill this ayah on us in the time of death and after death, so that we can gain. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. There is no عَمَلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, which is the intercession of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the shafa'at of Allah himself come to the ummah. Ameen, thumma ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brother and sister Islam, another ayah, as Allah commanded me now to give you glad tiding, we got another ayah. I have to say it here on radio now. And anyone who's listening to me, so you must trust Allah and raise hope on Allah, and also trust the kalam of Allah, because we do believe that the promise of Allah is haqq. When Allah says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, who else besides Allah can fulfill His words and His promise? Indeed, only Allah, the one who will never change His promise or break His promise. Ummatul Islam, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. He said, ما الله تبارك وتعالى said, ما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم. Allah talking to Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and gave him, oh Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah will never torture and punish and let your ummah suffer while you are alive amongst them in your lifetime. And then Allah تبارك وتعالى said that also Allah will never punish them, ما كانوا يستغفرون, and then while they are asking Allah istighfar. What is this ayah about? It means in a lifetime, Allah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam save life of the ummah and save the ummah from adab, and also after the departure of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left for us ibadah. It's called sunnah, sunnatul istighfar, to make istighfar. Ummatul Islam, stick with the istighfar and say astaghfirullah al-azim. It's called the immediate reconciliation with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Enjoy the istighfar, because Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said that whosoever been inspired with the word, it's called astaghfirullah, that Allah decided now in this moment to forgive him. Your children playing, or you just talking and say astaghfirullah al-azim, it will be written as a tawbah, or Allah wish for him good. Brother and sister Islam, enjoy istighfar, repeat the istighfar, and keep reading astaghfirullah. Another ayah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did say in Quran al-Kareem that those who receive the calamities, which all of us, we are the people of musibah, the people of calamity, the people of hardship. This dunya is a dunya of pain. This dunya, the dunya of struggle, is a test of a mu'min, or the temptation of Allah upon the Muslim. It depends on the musibah you receive, but anyhow, anything, any loss you have, or any calamity you have, before you cry and before you complain and before you feel that you are unlucky, come and read that payment. You receive it cash from Allah immediately before Allah solves the problem. That inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brother and sister in Islam, there is a few words here I'm telling you now. It's a treasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is the lack of the ummah when you just read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As the hadith said, when you even mess your shoes, you lost your shoes, one pair of your shoes, you don't find it there, and you just say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You don't know how much reward Allah can give it to you and how much ni'mah Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I think our musibah comes to us to let us read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know why? When you read this inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, what you get? Ula'ika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ula'ika humul muhtadun. Immediately when you read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you receive something unbelievable, things happen to you. Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala from the seven heaven, He just praises you in front of Malaika. Salawatum min Rabbihim wa you read that one. Inna Allah wa Malaikatahu yusalluna ala Nabi. Indeed Allah and His angels are praising His Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you get that the same salah like Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now we're reminding the Ummah that if you have any calamity of any losing your life, just read Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You will receive that payment. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim, from their Lord. Wa rahmah. Rahmah means Allah will never let you experience that difficulties again. Oh, Allah will lift that pain of that calamity from your heart and from your mind. And come and see our janazat, our marhumin. When you see the family of marhum, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower them with the coolness, calmness and sabr. You said, subhanallah, why are these people like that? Because Allah immediately granted them the salawatum min rabbihim and gave them wa rahmah. Aulaika humul muhtadun. Indeed, those people who got hidayah, or those who are righteous, or those who have been guided by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Many of the Muslims, they got calamity on their wealth, on their health, their children. They got so many things irritating us in this dunya. And we are human. We have to feel pain. But who's saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? First, to receive that payment from Allah, and then we start to cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to grant us sabr. Ummatul Islam, we are the fortunate ummah. I promise you that if you practice the deenullah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of death, you will never suffer. You will never have that pain of the people who receive that type of sakarat. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَأَبِشِرُهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. You will never have fear or grieve, and you receive a glad tiding before your ruh goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, we do have the solution in our life, but I don't know why so many of us don't want to implement this ayat in their life and that beautiful sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brother, sister in Islam, we got ayah two ayahs today. I want to give it to our wives and our daughters, and also for the young boys who's listening to me now. Nowadays, we are in the fitna of money, fitna of income. People are competing to make money. Money itself is not a problem. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we had a very rich sahabi. So Islam is not against the money. Islam wants you to use the money to serve this deen, or to secure yourself from the evil of that money. That's all. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ إِبْتَلَاهُ. إِبْتَلَاهُ means tested him. فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. You honor him and give him the bounty. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَهُ. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. مَبْتَلَاهُ, another test. فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَ. So he tied his rizq and his income. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. He said, oh my Lord, disgrace me, or honor me. And Allah said, no, kalla, not at all. Not the first one who got the bounty, it means ikram. And the one who lost that bounty, it means disgrace. At all. Why? Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows how He give and why and when He give. So our ayah here tonight, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not put any burden on any soul unless Allah knows that this soul can take it and that load is your size. This ayah is regarding the fara'id of Allah, that the compulsory ibadah of Allah. That person doesn't want to wake up for Fajr, he says too hard, he will get a problem with this ayah. When Allah instructs you to do something, Allah is the creator, Allah is Ghafoor and Rahim, and Allah is Rahman, He knows that is your size. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will question you about that amanat He gave it to you. When someone asks you, do not commit haram, Allah knows that many people will not do haram because it's that command is their size. But I don't want the young boys and girls said, no, the fitna is too heavy, I can't handle it, it's too hard for me. Now you have to read this ayah. Allah said, I never ever instruct any person with a command without knowing that he will do it. Even the calamity we receive, it is your size. No, Sheikh, it was too heavy. No, no, you were too weak. You were too weak. But the calamity, it was your size, because Allah is Alimun Hakim, is all aware, and Allah all-knowing. He knows that is your size. The other ayah here regarding the money, that life standard, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما أتاها. Allah does not put a burden on any soul unless he knows that he will manage through what he got. It means whatever Allah provided you, you have to deal with it. Many of us, we complain that our salary is not enough, our income is not enough. May Allah grant barakah to each and everyone, and may Allah make it easy for those who financially in hardship and trouble. But I want to tell you, this ayah here is condolences for those who don't have enough income. Sheikh, I don't have, the light and water is too high, the children's school fees, grocery, what. Allah make it easy for you. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not ask you to struggle to raise up your life standard by that type of pain, that type of stress. Relax. That live according your income and your rizq of Allah. And if you appreciate it and you accept that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bring the surprise for you. وَسَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And believe me, brother and sister in Islam, just believe on this ayah and you will see. You see, the people are driving smart cars and carrying phones and big houses and all that. May Allah grant them barakah. But what about you? You read this ayah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما أتاه. I love halal, I get halal income, I'm very rich, I'm very proud of myself. Brother and sister Islam, Sahaba on the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were richer than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some of Sahaba, they're very well-known Sahabi, they could not have a food in their homes. So, live on halal way, but the problem of our life now, we suggest the standard and then we run for it. You have certain amount of money and you go take loans and take on credit and you go buy this and buy that and buy this, and then you say, make dua, I'm struggling. Wallahi, Allah did not write that struggle on you. You put yourself on that struggle. You have to accept. And they say, فَقْرٌ بَلَادَيْنْ هُوَ الْغِنَى الْكَامِلِ. That anyone who's poor but he doesn't owe people money, that is a real wealth. This is a real wealth. You leave this dunya with no fear, no grief. The worst mayyit ever, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling sorry for him, those who die owing people rights, owe any hukuk or any money. So, practice this ayah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما أتى. Once you practice this ayah, Allah will bring the satisfaction in the heart of your wife, the heart of your children, and you will live with a very, very, very happy life and very comfortable life. So the people, they complain that the wife don't appreciate and the children don't appreciate, they're crying, I want this, I want that. Eat halal. Accept this ayah and you will see the ni'mat of Allah. And many ulama said, once you try to increase the income, from the haram way, Allah will snatch the barakah from it, and Allah will snatch the appreciation from those you spend on them. And we see in our life that you go and borrow money and you go and buy a very expensive shoes. We put it in a nice box and we go, we tell the wife, close your eyes, a big surprise. Open that box here, see that lovely shoes here. You're very proud of yourself. And then you open the box, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will snatch the barakah from that stuff or that item or that thing, that present you give it to your wife. First of all, the wife, before she opened the box, she said to you, why you went to the shop without taking me with? That is the first hiding. Number two, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will snatch the appreciation from them, these ladies' eyes. And she said, no, I don't like that style. Go and give that shoes to a grandmother. It's not my style. Look at this one. Even not only wife, children, whatever. You struggle a lot to get that thing for them, and they don't make shukr, they don't appreciate. That because we don't want to accept the taqdeer of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and want to post and want to impress the people. Come and see the one who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him the barakah and gave him that appreciation in his house. And then he go and buy that simple shoe to his wife. And he come there, she said, may Allah reward you, brother. May Allah reward you, my husband. Oh, what a nice shoes. Really, I like the shoes because it's so easy for me, so convenient to myself. I walk, I like the color. So Allah put a lot of barakah on the appreciation. Brother and sister in Islam, trust me, practice the halal money and practice this ayah, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa ma ataha. But the problem now that we try to impress people, and you know they got so many stories about those who are impressing people and don't, they got a fake appreciation. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago, he said, la tatakallafu lidhaif fatazhadu fi. Don't try to embrace your guest. Why? You will hate him later on. That now, yeah, we Uncle Muhsin invited me. May Allah reward him. And then what happened? He go and buy this, buy takeaway, buy this, buy that, and make it so expensive meal. Jazakallah, but Shaykh, you deprive me from the supper of tomorrow. Why? Because it's going to cost you the same thing. Come and eat whatever available in the house, whatever I can afford. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will put the appreciation on the guest and in the people. Allah will accept it. How many times you go to the symbol people, which all of us we assemble, and you see a small orange, natures like this, and the children running to jump and eat that small natures like that. And how many times you've been invited for the big walima and big party and function, and you don't enjoy the food? Brother, sister in Islam, it is that appreciation which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala placed on that food. Now I'm repeating this ayah, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما أتاها. So live according what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to you, and you will see, and look at the people there, the ulama, they call them عصاميون. I don't know what they call عصاميون in English, this one is hard. عصاميون is like a self-made, the person who starts from zero, made sabr. He got a small tuck shop, a small stand on a free market, got a lot of sabr, never ever run to smuggle goods and all that. Grow up slowly, slowly, and you see how most of the people around us who are multi-millionaire and rich, may Allah give them barakah, they're starting from small. But unfortunately, the boys nowadays, they want to be rich today. You start business today and want to be rich today. That is impossible. That is against the sunnah of life, the system of this life. And you see that rich people or that wealthy people, he's still mentioning his history. He said, my mommy used to do this, bake this. Oh, I used to sell there. I used to jump on the train. I go town and come back. He's very proud of his past. But imagine that he's a drug dealer. Or imagine that he's smuggling goods. He can't be proud of himself because over one night he become rich. And over one night he can lose everything and come back to the azab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, make shukr to Allah. Live halal. You will never regret in dunya and akhirah. And don't listen to the wife and children. Read this ayah. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما أتاها. Not وسعها. وسعها is for ibadah. But that one here is about the money, is about the income. Another thing, إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. You talk about the future. How Allah solved that problem? بغير حساب. What is بغير حساب? Without any way of thinking. It's His plan now. بغير حساب, you never know from where and what way you're going to have that money. It's from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he got the plan for you. And read the history of people and check around you. How many people? He was with his father and mother and the family in business, and the children or the brothers, they came and kicked him out from that business. And he said, now after that boy married the mother, take him away, stay in the back room and struggle like this, and see how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala opened his rizq, and he become better than his father and mother and the family. Why? He thought that it was bad, but Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave him rizq bi ghayri hisab. He never thought about that. And we Muslim believe on the taqdeer of Allah, and believe that each and every action happened to the Muslim is for him, not against him. So, إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. You can't, without any plan, Allah will make a plan and ask the people who have been oppressed and those who lost their justice of Allah in their life, how much support Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave it to them. Another ayah, I love it. I like to read this ayah myself. والله ذو الفضل العظيم. والله ذو الفضل العظيم. Always ending by the message of Allah. Indeed, Allah has a great favor upon the Muslim. The first favor, brother and sister in Islam, that you are Muslim. You know how many million people die without Kalima Shahada? You know how many million of children born Muslim and the family chain them? You know how many people received Islam in their hand and chase it away and kick it away? Wallahu dhul fadl al-azim, the first favor upon me and you, that you wake up every day as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be a follower of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a treasure. It's unvaluable, it's an unbelievable gift from Allah. Why? Because once you die now, you will see how powerful is this word, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Al-baqiyatu salihat. The treasure which goes to the Muslim in the grave is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Came in the riwayah that when the person go to the qabristan, the graveyard, and he just mentioned La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the entire marhumin replied and said, لو علمت خيرها ما غفلت عنها. If you know how much power this word, you would never have stopped reading it and saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the secret of this life. Allah created earth and planets and dunya for that reason, to establish La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah has sent 1,000 prophets and messengers just to implement La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And we don't have enough time to tell you about how many incidents that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah happened to the people, and Allah saved them through this kalima of La ilaha illallah, not only on akhirah, in their lifetime. قولوا La ilaha illallah and خير ما قلته والنبيون من قبلي. The best word I said it, and previous prophet before me, it was La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, والله ذو الفضل العظيم. والله ذو الفضل العظيم. A reward in dunya, reward in akhirah. You will see how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala prepare for you akhirah with an easy su'al in the qabr, an easy hisab in akhirah, and a great jannah, unbelievable jannah. That the person will say, for who? They say, Allah. He says, for you. He said, I did not do enough for that. He said, no, that is fadlun azim. Was'alu Allah min fadlih. You work for someone for 500 and he give you 5,000. What is that? What is that? It's not my payment. No, I feel to give you today like that. It's fadlun azim. Glad tiding for the ummah that Allah kept for you fadlun azim. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Another ayah, I have to say it before I can see my time's up. Now, about those who want to put us on frustration mood and those who disappoint the ummah, and I see some people here, especially those between the age of 40 and 50. They got a psychological problem, these people. Not all, but I am one of them. They say no hope. You see what is happening in Syria, what is happening in Palestine, what is happening here. Dunya is very bad. You know, people try to put us down. And they want to show us that game is over and Islam has lost and no hope, and we need Qiyamah, or we need a miracle to happen to solve the problem of the Muslim. And many people are waiting for Sayyidina al-Mahdi, Hadrat al-Mahdi, and someone you want to wait for Isa alayhi salam. Before you wait for Isa alayhi salam, or for al-Mahdi alayhi salam, you must read this ayah first. And then we'll talk about superpower, or that miracle, or that hero is going to come and solve our problem. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Indeed, you are the best ummah came down to mankind, being sent to mankind. Brother and sister in Islam, this ayah is about me and you and about every Muslim till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah, Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala, did say like that, indeed you are the best ummah being sent to all mankind. So why you are saying like that, that we are not the best ummah? On top of what we are doing, and on top of what the shortcoming we have, but we still having that status and that darajat and degree above any ummah. Wallahi al-azim. That the shoe of the Muslim is more cleaner than the clothes of someone else. Muslim, with his problem, still the beloved one in the eyes of Allah, better than any other people. The reason, I'm not saying that just for thee. Because the only one who admitted that Allah is one and only is a Muslim. Okay, just close your eyes and try to pass all the other faith with my full respect to all the faith and religion. Which religion says the one and only? There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. You tell me. So Allah said that we are the best. I can't accept from someone who got psychological problem to come on radio in a masjid and put the ummah down by inspiring the ummah that there is no hope, or khalas, we lost the war, we lost the life, and let us die. No. That is against this message of Allah. Allah said it, that we are the best. With that problem we have, we still having the best because of we are carrying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which is the secret of this life. La ilaha illallah Muhammad. I know you can see our children went off, and they say that the children are very now disrespect, and the children nowadays, there's the youth, wallahi al-azim. 99% of the Muslim, they are waiting to make ibadah properly. They, after the age of 50, I promise you that each and everyone who reached the age of 50 thinking to be a salih and to die with iman. Muslim, they still love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and want to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On top of all that challenge which our children face. Brother and sister in Islam, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Now I'm saying it now here on the Islamic station. Don't listen to those people who put us down. These people want to make us like the other believer. Our Islam is like history or heritage or tradition. No, we are the Muslim. We are the people who carry the haqq, and we proudly announcing that we are the people who implementing the haqq, in spite of that some Muslim are very weak or very bad. Another ayah in Quran al-Kareem, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send the message to those who commit a sin. And I don't want to say some Muslim commit a sin, some Muslim don't commit a sin. Each and every son of Adam is a sinner. But in a different level. Now, what is that level? It's called major sin or minor sin. Kabair or Saghira. A major sin or the minor sin. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did say in Quran al-Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. So each and every Muslim is very applicable to this ayah. I'm telling you now. Those who commit kabira, the major sin, or committing ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, the minor sin, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. What is ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ? Remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Remember Allah when you regret. Remember Allah when you make tawbah. Remember Allah when you have that stress after you commit a sin. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Immediately you run for solution. The pain of the sinner, Muslim sinner, it's enough for him to take him to Jannah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Why I'm saying that today? Because unfortunately some Muslims, once he commit a sin, you lose hope. And he said, no, it's not the right time now to repent. Let me enjoy. Oh, there's no hope that sin is already blacklisted me. That is never. My deen doesn't say that. My Nabi never taught us that. My Nabi asked me and you to ask Allah to forgive after you make 100 sin or 600 sin a day. And khaba wa khasir, whosoever commit more than 600 sin a day. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا. They don't persist for what they're doing, right? وهم يعلمون, while they know that they can pull out, or while they know that it's haram, أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات. They will receive مغفرة from Allah and جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. A proper jannat after the tawbah, khalidina fiha. Indeed, there will be everlasting on this jannah. Wa ni'ma ajrul amilin. And what a nice payment and reward for those who practice that ibadah. It's called istighfar and tawbah. So, inna allaha yuhibbu tawabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent. And once you repent, you fall under that group of, it's called the beloved one to Allah. If Allah describe you as a beloved one to Him, will He punish you? After He forgave you, will He punish you? No. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is al-wadood. Wadood, it means He will never open that issue again. Khalas. So, don't worry about what the people say. What Allah said. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. Impossible. A lover can be punish his beloved one. Impossible. Because he loves him. And you say, the lover always under the command of his beloved one. Ummatul Islam is like that. It's like that. Wallahu yuridu an yatub alaykum. Allah want to forgive you. So that the intention of Allah is before you make tawbah even. Allah want to forgive you. Want? Yes. How? He created the ways of tawbah. He gave you so many ways of tawbah. Make it very easy and available for you to make tawbah. So what you want? Rain, you make dua. The light goes off. Any type of sickness. Any type of pain, you will receive the tawbah of Allah. This ayah also, I remember now, that huwa yaqbalu tawbata min ibadih. And then another ayah there, وَيَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah, I like that. Allah accept the tawbah from His servant. And Allah accept the tawbah on behalf of His servant. What is that? Someone else will make dua for you. You know, after salah, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ. You know what is that? You sit at home and you find 1,000 of people in Haram Sharif that they are making dua for, oh Allah forgive that Ummatul Nabi, life and death. Those people who are living, who those people who died. Not only the Hujjaj. Malaika, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The Malaika, Allah send them, just to ask Allah to forgive you. Right? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did make tawbah for the ummah, وَيُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yes, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did deposit a lot of ibadah that you will use it and invest it in the day of Qiyamah. Ummah of Islam. That's why Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said to me and you, ثَوِّرُوا Quran. Dig down and read and see the message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And make tadabbur. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ Quran. Think deeply about the message of Allah. You will feel easy. You will feel very happy. And it's called rehabilitation for the Muslim heart and mind. Come and read the kitab of Allah. And you will see how much ni'mah Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to you and I. May Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala practice His promise to me and you of rahmah. Oh Allah, we did ask you rahmah. And you wishing for us the rahmah. Oh Allah, fulfill your promise. And grant our marhumin that rahmah you promised them. And ya Allah, we are the sinner. But you are rahmanur rahim. كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس ويعفو عن كثير والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله إن الله يحب التوابين والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم وهو يقبل التوبة عن عباده. أو الله رحمن الدنيا ورحيمها منزل التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن. Fulfill your promise upon the Muslim. Forgive them and guide them to Hidayah. ربنا إننا سمعنا منادي ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Brother and sister in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. Inshallah we'll continue next week. شكرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.